大家好，在新的一年狗年，欢迎大家又收听由开源英语带给你的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你，我是 Jenny。
This is Connor。
今天呢，我跟 Connor 要跟大家说一下，就过了年以后啊，我们很多人都很烦恼。 I think almost every one of us struggles with some weight issues after a long holiday.
For sure. If you're human, then yeah, you probably eat a lot during the holidays. I do eat a lot at Christmas.
所以过完年放完长假，可能最怕听到的就是别人跟你说，哎呀，有点长胖了啊。You look a little fat. Did you get fat?
Yeah, this is a little bit too direct, right?
对，在英语里面呢 ,fat 就是这个词真的是千万不能 you don't say it to someone's face, 不要当面跟人家讲啊。那今天咱们的节目里呢就要跟大家说一下用比较婉转的方法来表达啊，可能自己胖了一点啊，增了一点幸福肥。好，那我们在新的一年呢也会为大家带来更多精彩的英语学习节目，而且每一集的音频节目在我们的这个微信推送里面也都会有详细的文本列出来，方便你学习，所以大家不要忘了去配套查看一下啊，我们的公众号就叫开言英语。 Okay, so Connor, in Chinese culture, I think we tend to be a little bit more honest when it comes to weight issues. My feeling is people are not necessarily shy about telling someone, oh, you look a bit fat or you gain weight, essentially.
Right, yeah. Kind of the same in South Korea. If you say like, yeah, you look a little fat or you gained weight, it's almost a compliment sometimes because it means you're eating well, right?
因为 Connor 以前在韩国住了很久是吧，所以在韩国文化里也比较像，就大家会很直接的说，哎，你长胖了一点啊，或者我胖啦什么，然后在以前这还是一个 compliment, 还是一个称赞，觉得伙食很好，营养很好。那当然现在时代早就变了嘛，我们年轻人都很怕听到这句话啊。但是呢就是为什么过了年以后大家都会有一点增肥有一点胖呢，就是假期的时候会吃太多。所以吃太多当然在英语里最简单的方法就是 oh, I ate too much, right?
Right, so like over the holidays, like I mentioned at Christmas, I always eat too much. So you could say, I ate too much, but there are a couple other ways you can say this as well. Like, for example, I overate.
Ah, I overate. 所以 over 就是过量过度对吧，它后面跟一个动词通常就是做一件事过量，就是吃的太多了，你可以说 I overate、
mm-hmm, like too much、but there's a really cool expression that you can use、that is I stuffed myself.
I stuffed myself、stuff 就让我想到就 Christmas 火鸡里面有 stuffing.
Yeah, stuffing、yeah.
把很多好吃的东西填在火鸡肚子里，那你换言之呢，如果你把很多好吃的东西填到自己的肚子里，就塞饱了，就撑吃撑了啊，就可以 I stuffed myself.
Yeah, so your stomach was really tight and full of food.
听着就很难受啊。然后 as a result, the consequence isYou put on a bit of weight.
Mm-hmm, yeah, so this is the more polite way to talk about someone who may be getting a little fat. Yeah, and you know, we don't often say this to somebody unless you're comfortable with that person, like a close relationship. Mm-hmm, but I could say it about myself.
对，自己说自己就是 self-deprecating 自嘲一点
哦。Yeah.
I'm so fat, 这也 OK。或者就像 Connor 说的，我们今天第一个教的这个比较婉转的方式就是 to put on weight, or to put on some weight.、
Mm-hmm, yeah, yeah, some weight, a little weight.、We use this to make it a little softer, a little more polite.、
语气比较软化啊、mm-hmm. a little bit softer.、然后呢我觉得很多我们中国的朋友啊就经常说，哎呀，在中国就算是比较胖的人跑到美国就觉得自己也是瘦子，确实在美国 you know, in America in particular, weight issues or obesity, 肥胖症 is a huge problem.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah.
对，所以有的时候我们中国朋友看到一个美国人比我先生他到我家，像我奶奶啊还有我一些长辈的亲戚就常会说，哎呀汉克你又胖了，不能这么胖啊， you know, they say it to, 就是去关心我先生，但他听了以后还是会觉得特别 awkward, 还是特别不舒服啊。所以这里也跟大家讲一下，就是 很明显的事情 If it's obvious, they probably don't want to hear about it. Just don't comment on someone's weight.
For sure, yeah. It's just a negative word usually, so you got to be careful. And people are sensitive because if you say they're fat, it means they have no self-control.
Oh, 就可能他会觉得你认为我就是完全没有自控力什么，你觉得他会觉得你在侮辱他啊。好，那接下来我们再说一个和那个 put on weight 很像的 and this one is to...
Gain weight.
To gain weight.、
Mm-hmm.
Gain 就是、if you're gaining something, you can gain wisdom, you can gain
money,
or you can also gain weight.
Yeah, and it doesn't mean you're getting a lot, just you're getting some. And we often say it like this, I gained some weight.
Or I gained a little weight.
Exactly, but we don't say gained my weight.
Oh, you don't say, I gained my weight.
No, I have a lot of students that say it like this, but、we don't say my or your, just some or a little or nothing.、
对对对。但有的时候在背后会说一个人胖了很多。Oh, he gained a lot of weight.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's possible
Behind their back.
Right, yeah. Don't say that to somebody.
对对对。好，那、既然讲到 weight, 我觉得还可以看一个词就是 overweight.、
Mm-hmm, yeah. So this is kind of the basic term.If you're not at the ideal weight, so you're a little bit fat maybe, but it's before you get really fat, like obese.
Oh, okay. So overweight 呢也是比较概括的，然后也比较婉转的也说胖的一个词儿啊。Like this is something a doctor would use.、Right?
Yeah, the doctor might say, oh, you're a little overweight, but we can also use it in spoken English as well.
对，所以就是 casual 的日常口语中，或者比如一个医生看病人说，哎呀，你这个体重过重啦，一定要减减肥了。The doctor would never say you're a little too fat. They will always say, you know, maybe you're a little overweight,、mm-hmm. you want to watch what you eat, 对吧、
right.
Watch your weight.
So that's a good one to remember.
好，那接下来我们再看一些比较colloquial 比较口语的说法啦。Well, I like this one a lot. It has something to do with shape.
Yeah, out of shape.
Oh, who isn't after the Chinese New Year holiday? We're all a little out of shape.
Yeah. If you see those movie stars there, they have perfect shape, their bodies, but...Normally, people don't、have that perfect shape. We're a little out of shape.
Out of shape. 这个 shape 就是说你的 body shape,、你的身材。然后稍微有一点身材。我觉得这个也不是走样的特别厉害了。然后就是、稍微胖了一点可以说、a little out of shape. Now, the reason I really like this saying is the opposite of it is to...
Be in shape,
or to get in shape.
Yeah, get in shape as well. And an important thing here is you could be slim, but be out of shape. It also means that you exercise.
Oh, okay. So this shape 呢不只是瘦了它是更多说要一种很 toned, 健美的很 healthy,
yeah,
很 fit,
for sure,
对不对
for sure.、
好那接下来我们再来看一组我觉得是 cute, 可爱的那种。胖啊，比如说 round.
Round, yeah. So when people are overweight, they're a little rounder.
So you could say, oh, he's a little rounder. Like I haven't seen him for 3 months and he looks a little rounder to me.
Yeah, you could say that. You could also say babies are round. Oh, so cute little baby. Look at how round he is.
对，很可爱。Or a little plump.
A little plump, yeah, yeah. A little plump. It's kind of like soft with some extra fat on there.
就 meaty.
Meaty, yeah, yeah.
身上肉肉很多、yeah. 很肉肉的啊很 plump, 或者很 podgy, 是吧
Podgy, yeah.、Mm-hmm. This one, again, kind of the same meaning. It's, you're soft. You're not really fat, but、it's a cute word.
Yeah, it's a cute kind of fat.
yeah,
P-O-D-G-E. 还有最后一个 I think as a kid, I was definitely a chubby kid.
Oh, really? Yeah, I was a little bit chubby, too.
对 chubby,、mm-hmm. C-H-U-B-B-Y.、Mm-hmm. 这个就是用在很多小孩就你小的时候有那种 baby fat 嘛、经常就是说这小孩有点 chubby. They're not fat, you know, not、mm-hmm. overweight.、Mm-hmm. 就是挺结实的小胖墩、mm-hmm.
Yeah, just a little squishy, right?
好 squishy 就那个肉你可以去捏它啊。既然我说到了 baby fat, 我觉得这里有两个词要跟大家说一下，就是 don't confuse them. They sound a little similar, but、mm-hmm. they mean different things.
Right.、Mm. Yeah. So baby fat is like babies need this.、
Yeah.
You know, a baby should be a little fat when they're a baby.
Or 其实 baby fat 也不一定是你是 baby, 可能 even in our teen years, right? You look at photos of yourself when you were 16,
yeah,
and you're a little chubby, and you can say, oh, that's the baby fat.
Mm-hmm, yeah, but you slowly lose your baby fat when you're like 12 or 13 or 14.
长大了以后那个 baby fat 就没了对吧那还有一个呢是 baby weight.
Mm-hmm, yeah, so this is different. This is like a pregnant mother.
对 this is the weight a woman gains during pregnancy.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So women gain a little baby weight.
I definitely gained some baby weight twice in my life.
Yeah, I think it's healthy to have a little baby weight, right?
对就是怀孕的妈妈啊在怀孕就孕期或者生完孩子以后都会肯定或多或少会胖一点嘛这个就叫 baby weight 啊、mm-hmm. 就觉得辣妈就是要积极的运动减肥你可以说、oh, I want to lose the baby weight、
mm-hmm.
好那我们最后呢今天来看一些就是可爱的说 different body parts that a little bit not ideal 就不是最完美、mm-hmm. 最健美的啊、哦、比如你腰上面 around the waist、mm-hmm. 如果有些赘肉
Yeah, the love handles.
就听起来 I like this word. It sounds so romantic.
Yeah, this is also kind of a cute word. It's like, imagine when you hug somebody, you hold. If it's your girlfriend or boyfriend, maybe you put your hands here on the waist.
Yeah, I always think of a couple dancing.
Exactly, yeah, dancing.
Ballroom dancing.
Yeah.
跳舞的时候你是可能搂着他腰或者哎刚过去的冬奥会 figure skating. There's a lot of holding the waist.
Yeah, exactly. It's the love handles.
但是这个 waist 就是你的腰两侧长出一些赘肉呢这个时候你就有了 love handles.
Mm-hmm, yeah,
然后你的、
yeah.
你另一半摸的时候这 handle 就是个把手嘛然后你的 fat 就是那个 handle 是吧好那反正腰腹都是最容易堆积脂肪的嘛就是我们中文说的救生圈啊 lifesaver when you're swimming
yeah
but we mean like the fat around your belly your
yeah
stomach.
The beer belly
所以英语就是叫 beer belly 就是啤酒肚You don't say lifesaver, like you don't use it as a metaphor.
no, just if you drink a lot of beer or you have the you know, beer gut, we sometimes call it.
Beer gut. Mm-hmm. 但是像我嘛我都不喝啤酒我也觉得我小腹上还是有点小肉肉啊。就是这个时候 someone said to me, that's stubborn fat. It's the, yeah, like around your stomach,
it's hard
belly,
to get rid
it's
of.
Hard to get rid of, even if you work out.
Yeah.
Sometimes it could be very hard to get rid of, so it's called stubborn fat, 顽固的脂肪。天哪。还有很多女生怕的就是on your arms, around your arms.
Yeah, those are like called flabby arms.
Flabby, 是 F-L-A-B-B-Y, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, they're kind of...wobbly a little bit when you move them.
就白白秀就你说白白的时候 it's flabby, it's wobbly, 就是摇来摇去的、啊。
Right, if you're waving goodbye, they also wave goodbye as well as your hands.
好那讲了这么多这个 overweight, 我觉得最后呢我们还是要以就是 let's get in shape and you know, wrap up our show on a positive note.
yeah, so we use this expression lose weight.
Lose weight, that's the most general term, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah, that's the opposite of gain weight.
Gain weight, yeah. If you put on some weight, gain some weight, then now you want to lose some weight.
Yeah, for the summer, for your beach body.
beach body, 对就是要去海滩穿比基尼好看 so you want to lose weight or tone up.
Mm-hmm, tone up, yeah.
Summer.
Exactly, and that means like exercise, get your muscles a little better looking.
对这个 tone 就是线条嘛对吧 so your muscle lines kind of, they're your, like, you have a very toned body.
Yeah, like, yeah. Maybe you can even see your six-pack.
six-pack, 六块腹肌啊。好 or beauty muscles, 人鱼线。我对自己也没有这么高的要求了我就觉得能 get in shape.、Mm-hmm. Get in shape for summer, that's also a 就常用的一句话是吧
Oh, for sure, absolutely. Yeah, people usually gain a little weight in the winter and then get back in shape for the summer.
好那希望今天我们这集节目呢也能给你一些动力啊。冬天快要过去春天来临了就是可以出去跑步出各种各样的运动健康的度过新的一年好那除了这个身材身体要健康呢然后我们的思想我们学习也是一样的也希望在新的一年你感受到很多的动力啊，来好好的 计划自己的英语学习，然后不仅是计划，就是 just do it, 真的要去做。那开言英语呢，就会每天陪伴你，希望带给大家最新鲜实用的英语，你在上下班的路上或者健身跑步的时候都能一边听我们一边学英语。那希望大家到我们的微信公众号来免费尝试一下我们为你准备的会员课程，然后如果你喜欢我们的教学模式，我们的内容，也希望你能成为我们的会员，学习一年只要629。好，非常感谢大家的支持。 Let's all get in shape, not just our body, but our mind, our study, put our mind to it.
Yeah, and we'll look forward to having a great year, and we'll talk to you later.
感谢收听，下次再见。